Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to WVYC's SpartanCast. This week's edition, we have one of the junior captains from the women's soccer team at York College, Marissa Brisbane. Marissa, thanks for joining us.
Hi, it's nice to have be here.
You're a defender, but one of the interesting things about you is not only do you do soccer, but you also do track and field. Tell me how you got to doing two sports, which is very unusual these days. Most people concentrate on their one sport, and that's the sport that they do all year round. Whereas you're kind of between two camps.
Yeah, well, I played soccer my whole life, and I was also a swimmer my whole life. And when I got into high school, I wanted to do that third sport. I wanted something to do in the spring, mostly to keep me in shape for soccer. And so I thought, what better thing to do than track and field? So I got onto the track team, and my high school track coach was absolutely outstanding. They helped me through it, and I found out that I was actually decent at it. So I followed through with that. And then when I found York, one of the big perks of it that helped me choose it was was that I could also run track here. So I got recruited here for soccer, but then I communicated with the track coaches, and now we're here.
So where are you from?
I'm from Damascus, Maryland, okay. In Montgomery County.
Okay, outside D.C. Mm-hmm. Had you always been an athletic kid? Soccer for, and especially now, more and more kids are playing soccer at a very young age. Mm-hmm. When did you start playing?
I think I was 4 or 5. Yeah.
We have a term for that. It's called bumble ball. Everybody
exactly.
Follows the ball.
Church league.
Okay. But obviously, so you've been doing it for 16, 17 years.
Yep.
What is it about soccer that makes you just want to, why do you burn for soccer?
I tried t-ball when I was young, as well as basketball. Wasn't great with the hand-eye coordination, also pretty small. So, I mean, I always loved soccer. I decided young on that I was on the same club team from early middle school to the end of high school. I mean, and I just absolutely loved it, loved my teammates. I just had a passion for it. My high school coach was great. Always had great experiences with coaches and everything like that. And so I just absolutely fell in love with the sport from very early on. Just, I've always loved running, which is why I'm into track as well. And it's just always been a perfect balance of track and having that competitive nature and being a part of a whole team sport at one time.
Your team, describe your team, this year's women's soccer team here at York College.
Well, we won the Capital Athletic Conference Championship last year. So
yeah. Well, let's stop you there. Scott Geist, the Sports Information Director, told me that you made a pretty incredible play in the finals. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's apparently what I'm known for here.
Well,
from
hey,
Scott.
That's okay. Yeah. That's a good thing. You want to be known for good things.
No, it was good. I mean, we were playing against Mary Washington, and it was brutal. It was tied 0-0 the whole game. I was very tired. We all were, and it was raining, so just going through the whole championship, I mean, we were the sixth place team.
Right.
So it was the first time in CAC history for any sport that a sixth place seeded team won the championship. So we were the underdogs all the way through. I mean, when the game came, we basically just said, we have nothing to lose. Like, we beat Frostburg, we beat St. Mary's, like, we can do this. So during the game, I mean, the whole time, we were just pounding one another. And then the goal that I stopped, actually, I believe it was a corner kick, and I barely remember it. I mean, my left ankle was taped so tight because it was sprained that I didn't even actually feel the ball, but it was on the touchline, and I just stuck out my foot, and it shot out. And next thing I knew, my goalie was just like, thank God you were standing there, and they didn't score. So, and then we ended up scoring in double overtime. So,
and won.
And we ended up winning, yep.
How does that feel to be... I guess in the moment, it's a little difficult to remember that. You say you don't even really remember very much about it. But afterwards, how does that feel that, you may have saved the season, so to speak?
I mean, it was unreal. I mean, just the whole game was insane. I remember we were all so tired. We were just looking at each other like, oh, okay, we can do this. I mean, we're barely holding on, but we got this. And we always just stuck by each other. We found a new level in that game. And just, like, looking back on the game, I mean, it couldn't have gone better. Everything clicked at the last few games in the season. And we didn't have the best season, but we pulled it together when we needed to. And just that game, just I'll always remember it because, I mean, we scored with, what, a minute and 16 seconds left, I believe. One of our freshmen took a shot, and then we just had our senior there to follow it up. So it was just insane, just the way we all worked together, and it was the best feeling in the world.
How do you build on that?
For this season?
Yeah.
Well, coming off, we lost some really great seniors, but this year we got some outstanding freshmen as well. I mean, we have a starting freshman goalie this year who's doing very well. We have freshmen starting in the center, mid, everywhere. So, I mean, we've really pieced together very well. We came together really early on, and everyone's working together very well. And I think that as the season progresses into conference play, we'll definitely mesh more, and I think it's going to be really good.
Okay, so you're a captain. What's your role as the captain of the team, one of the captains of the team? What's your role? What do you perceive your role as?
Yeah, so we have two senior captains, Alexa and Kirk, and so I'm a junior captain, so I'm still trying to learn and just kind of get a grip on the whole situation, but it's all a lot. But, I mean, I really feel like I'm trying to help the freshmen become more comfortable since I am a little bit younger, and obviously I want to win CACs again, not just for our seniors, but for this whole team. I mean, we want to win it back-to-back. We have 2 and 3 years now, so I think that just kind of explaining to all the new new teammates who are there just how great of a feeling it is and that we can do it, and just keeping everyone motivated all the time that last year we didn't think there was any way it was possible, and I think we're even better this year than we were last year. So just making sure everyone knows that we can do it.
All right, now once your soccer season is over, you start to concentrate on running. How do you approach that? What is your approach any different?
Well, I have 2 weeks off in between
soccer season
and track,
weeks.
So that's pretty cool. And then, yeah, track is more conditioning, obviously. I'm just getting into it, and I'm working. It's way more specific, if you would. Like, everything matters. Since I'm a sprinter, I go right into indoor. It's a 60, so I mean, it's a lot more of a mental game for me. It's a lot more focus. I have to critique every little thing of myself. So as opposed to being there and having my teammates there if I mess up, or having one of my teammates backs all the time, although track is obviously a team sport and we're all in it together, it's very individual in the sense that, okay, I have to get over my own mind, me being nervous for this race, and I have to focus so that I can perform for myself.
Now, you said when you were looking at colleges, what attracted you to your college? I know obviously they said that you could play two sports, but obviously you have to go to class and all that sort of stuff. What attracted you to the college? What was, you know, the thing that kind of sealed it for you?
Well, I really liked the facilities, the Grumbacher, obviously, and the fields are so nice. And then as well as I was interested in doing something with sports, but I wasn't quite sure what yet. So the sport management program here really fascinated me with the practicum and everything, and all the professors seemed super nice. So I just really fell in love with it from right when I got on campus.
Is there the ideal thing when you leave school to do for you?
Well, I plan on going to grad school.
Okay.
And I want to be a grad assistant.
All right. So you want to coach?
Well, in that sense. And I also, the long-term goal is I want to be a college athletic director.
Oh, okay. All
so right. Hopefully coaching, obviously leading up to that. But then overall, that's what I'm shooting for.
What's the most difficult part of balancing that athletics and the academics? What do you find the most difficult thing?
Probably time management. I mean, it's hard. For example, like today we leave for CNU. I mean, I have classes all day. We have practice. We leave for CNU. Won't get back till in the middle of the night Saturday. And then you just have Sunday and then tests on Monday, you know. So, I mean, and then when track season comes along in the spring, I have spring soccer as well. So I'll be going from classes to track practice to spring soccer practice. So it's just kind of balancing everything and keeps you on your toes.
Do you have a special way that you balance things?
The library.
Okay.
All the time. I mean, it's, yeah, definitely just straight from practice, straight to dinner, and then have to start homework because you don't have many options. You don't have any time to do it other times.
What do you see as the future for yourself? After college, you want to go do you perceive that you want to go to big college, little college? What do you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think I want to do grad school at probably like maybe a smaller D1, maybe D2, not necessarily a tiny D3 school, but I haven't really thought about it too much. But that's more just for the grad assistant purposes, and it also depends on the sport management programs in the schools. So just depends on a lot of that. But for being an athletic director, I definitely want to go smaller. Like York is a good size for what I could see.
Women's soccer has grown exponentially, certainly in the last probably 20 years since the U.S. women won in, I think it was 96. Have you seen those changes? Because you're somebody that kind of, you've grown with the sport. The sport has grown as you've been playing. Has that, you know, is that something that you've seen a lot of?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and even personally, I've just started following in the last couple of years, the women's national team so much more. And I mean, my whole family sits down and we watch the games together and we're so into it. I mean, it's heartbreaking when they lose, but when they win the World Cup, it's just unreal. And I mean, just watching the impact that they've had, the wage disputes and stuff like that, that they're starting to win, it's just so great to watch.
When you watch a match, do you try and take things away from it, or are you watching purely as a fan?
No, absolutely. I mean, I definitely get into it as a fan, but absolutely, especially watching those outside backs and how they can get forward, how what formations they're playing, and if they're playing the same formation as we do here, how they're doing it so that we can reach for that, definitely.
All right. Marissa, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!